This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police say one man was shot dead late Saturday in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, as Black Lives Matter protesters and supporters of President Donald Trump clashed in the streets. In a news conference Sunday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler delivered a blistering attack on the president. He said, and these are his words, "Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence?" He added, "It's you who have created the hate and division." A rally supporting the president drew hundreds of trucks filled with supporters into the city, some of whom shot paintball guns from the beds of pickup trucks, while protesters on the street threw objects back at them. Portland's police chief has called the violence unacceptable, and he said his force is working to find the person or people responsible. Witnesses said the white man who was killed was wearing a hat with the insignia of Patriot Prayer, a Portland-based far-right group that has previously clashed with protesters. A top Trump administration official, acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, on ABC's This Week show on Sunday, blamed the past 90 days of violence in Portland on state and local officials for, in his words, not allowing law enforcement to do their jobs. He said the federal government continues to offer law enforcement assistance to Portland and said Portland officials, in his words, continue to refuse federal assistance to bring this to an end. President Trump retweeted a video showing the caravan of his supporters driving into Portland, calling them great patriots. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier on Sunday condemned an attempt by protesters to break in to storm the Reichstag, the German parliament building in Berlin, as an unacceptable attack on the heart of our democracy. Steinmeier said in an Instagram message that the violence was unacceptable. The incident took place on Saturday evening after some 38,000 protesters gathered in Berlin during the day to protest against the country's coronavirus restrictive measures. After about 2 hours, police dispersed the protesters, citing disregard of social distancing rules. The German president called the protesters a right-wing extremist rabble, while praising the security forces who, in his words, acted extremely prudently in a difficult situation. India reported 78,761 new coronavirus infections in 24 hours on Sunday. It was the highest single-day rise in the world since the pandemic began, while the country is continuing to open its economy. It was the fourth consecutive day that India has registered more than 75,000 infections. With a population of 1.4 billion people, India is the third most infected nation in the world, behind only the United States and Brazil. It has 3.5 million cases and more than 63,000 deaths so far. That's according to the official statistics provided by the country's health ministry. In several European cities on Saturday, demonstrators rallied against restrictions that have been imposed since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Berlin to march against mask wearing. In London, demonstrators in Trafalgar Square rallied against what they said is the medical tyranny that has been placed on them by masks and distancing. A few hundred protesters in Paris demonstrated against the capital's mandatory mask wearing mandate. And in Zurich, about 1,000 demonstrators, skeptical of COVID-19 rules, called for a return to freedom. Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, is poised to be designated prime minister on Monday after winning the support of major parties to form a new government facing a crippling financial crisis and the aftermath of the Beirut port explosion earlier this month. Adib is set to be designated just ahead of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is prominent in international efforts to press Lebanese politicians to address a crisis seen as Lebanon's worst since its civil war, waged from 1975 to 1990. The previous government, led by Hassan Diab, quit on August 10th over the port blast, in which a massive amount of unsafely stored chemicals exploded. Marissa Melton, VOA News.